If you watch reality shows, you've seen what people are willing to do for a chance at the top. Those cutthroat contestants vying to be the sexiest, shrewdest, most likely to succeed rarely seem like nice people. Commentator Stanford W. Carpenter has been watching a different kind of reality show where nice guys really do finish first.
Who Wants to Be a Superhero started with 11 contestants. By the final episode this week, two remained. One fit the image of a superhero, the other looked anything but. Feedback was a physically fit, square-jawed, 30-something white male software engineer who left his job to be on the show.
After my father died when I was 14, my role models were the superheroes of Stan Lee comic books.
Fat Mama was a full-figured, 40-something African-American single mother with donuts attached to her belt.
My three kids inspired me to be here, and I want to prove to them that just because you're fat and overweight doesn't mean that you can't be happy and do the things that other people do. I'm going to rid the world of bullies one donut at a time.
The contestants invented their own superhero personas. The winner will be immortalized in a television movie and a comic book written by Stan Lee, creator of the Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, and the X-Men. The early episodes featured mostly 30-something contestants in bright colors, capes, and way too much spandex. The competitors ran down the streets, frantically committing good deeds, being mauled by dogs, and hugging prison inmates. But in this reality show, the point really was not to perform superhuman feats.
Welcome to the lair.
Stan Lee was the judge, and he drew sharp distinctions between survivors and superheroes, as he told the contestants at the outset.
Every really good superhero has what's important on the inside. It's about heart, compassion, intelligence, courage, honesty, and integrity. And those are the human characteristics that you'll be tested on.
In an earlier episode, the hopefuls were told to identify the one among them who didn't measure up to the heroic ideal. Five of the seven named themselves. How predictable, I thought. Just as I was about to turn off the television, Stan Lee admitted that although he could not judge their sincerity, he could pass judgment on their actions.
Superheroes would never sacrifice a fellow hero. They choose to take the bullet themselves.
When Feedback offered to take himself off the game after the others complained he was too intense.
I feel like I'm really inhibiting your guys' ability to enjoy this experience, because I do take it very seriously.
Two episodes later, Fat Mama reached her own epiphany and offered up her place to Feedback.
I feel like with you, it's just something in your eyes when you talk out. You light up, and when you talk, it's like looking at one of my children, like you're so animated, and it's just something that you want, you know, you can feel that you want that bad. So, you know, I would be willing to give that to you.
In our ethically murky, cutthroat culture, many of today's comic book superheroes are anti-heroes. Bright spandex and capes have been replaced by darker color palettes, leather, lingerie, and trench coats. On the reality game show circuit, the anti-hero dominates as well. The liar, the backstabber, the manipulator comes out on top. Who Wants to Be a Superhero is about doing the right thing. I found it intriguing that in the episode taped in front of children, Fat Mama was the kid's clear favorite. It seems that sometimes we like our superheroes to be down-to-earth, real people.
Stanford W. Carpenter is doing postdoctoral work in anthropology at the Johns Hopkins University. To find out who won the reality show, go to our website, npr.org.